This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums. With me after a week's hiatus is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Still hot. You left town, it was hot. You came back, it was
hot.
I
did. I got a little break. I was in Virginia, and we had 3 days of 85 degrees with a breeze, and it was like, it was the best thing ever. It was like getting let out of school.
We would take that in a second.
Yes, yes, we would. And then get back here, and it's hot, and it's hot everywhere again, and no relief in sight. So,
but I will tell you, I think you were gone when the B-52s were at the
AMP. I was.
And it was a lot of fun, and a reminder that if you go to the AMP and it's hot, it doesn't feel as hot there.
Yeah, and there's lots of AMP shows coming up yet this season, so that's good. And I can tell you that as we look to next season, we're going to be making some improvements to the AMP, which will be fun. But yeah, it was. I heard it was hot, but I heard the show was great.
Yes,
and they were fun, and people had a good time despite the heat.
So I think so.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But we do have more coming up at the AMP on Friday, the 29th of July at 7:30. We have Chris Young at the AMP,
and then he's a country western.
Yes, one of those up and coming.
Yes.
New voices in country. Mm-hmm. I think the story with him is that he's rapidly becoming a big deal. There are folks who haven't heard of him, but the folks who have heard of him are really excited about him. So that's Friday the 29th at 7:30. And then the next AMP show will actually be August 8th. That is Rick Springfield. We were just talking about Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl. And so that will be Sunday the 7th of August. And then there's more AMP shows coming up at the end of August, but that's all I have for you right now. And then coming back to Walton Arts Center and our main building here in Fayetteville, on the 30th and 31st, we have the Imagination Movers. This is a kids band. And they're mostly for younger kids. The younger kids will recognize them, the 3 to 4 to 5 years old. And once you get up to the 6, 7, 8 years old, kids will recognize them, but they might have moved on to the next kids band.
They're a little bit too cool.
But they are really fun, and their goal is to make kids music that is fun and entertaining but isn't, you know, that has a little smartness to it and has a good message to it. They call themselves the Imagination Movers. So each show they are moving somewhere. They're packing up their world and they're going somewhere. And we learned that 3 of them lost their homes in Hurricane Katrina. And so since that has happened, their connection to moving and going to a new place and rebuilding and restarting has sort of infused their music. So I think this will be a fun one. They're on Disney. They're on the Disney Channel.
Right.
So
I think actually my brother-in-law, who lives in New Orleans, is pretty good friends with one of them.
Yeah, they've got a deep connection to that city, and so I'm hoping when they're here that we'll hear a little bit about that, and we'll hear about how they have managed to put things back together, and how their experience that they had in Katrina has changed their music and shaped their music. But I saw a quote that said that one of the publications called them the U2 of kids music. So they have that kind of sweeping anthem lyric thing going on that kids seem to really connect with. So that is Saturday and Sunday, the 30th and 31st of July. We have 3 performances. So there are tickets left for that, and we're doing a family 4-pack where you buy 4, get, how do I say this correctly? You're buying 4 tickets, but you're getting them for the price of 3.
Okay.
So there's a special deal if you're bringing the whole family. So check that out. That's at our website, and you can get that over the phone. Our next show will be August 6th, the Composer Showcase, the second show in the KUF Jazz Series. I also missed Eldar Zhandarov, and I heard he was incredible.
Yes, as did I. I was not there, but
I heard he was great. So that's August 6th at 8 p.m. in Star Theater. And then I wanted to get another August show on everyone's radar. This one is on sale right now. We put it on sale a little earlier than we do the rest of the season. And this is for everyone in Northwest Arkansas who has come up to me at a booth or on the street or in the lobby and said, when are you going to get Jersey Boys?
I take it that's happened a lot.
It has happened a lot. Jersey Boys is a really popular show. And unfortunately, we're not going to get Jersey Boys at this point. It's still a little too big for our market and for our hall. But we do have a show called The Midtown Men. And The Midtown Men features 4 of the original Jersey Boys cast members. And they put on this incredibly high energy show where they perform songs from the show, Jersey Boys, but also lots of other Motown hits and great hits from that era. And I got to see a preview of this when I was in New York City. And that's actually, a couple of us saw it and we said, we must book this because these guys, they look like the Jersey Boys stars. They sound like them, obviously, because they are them. Mm-hmm. But they tell these wonderful stories about working together on the show, and I think that's what you get from it, is you realize they were in the original cast of Jersey Boys. They had an incredible experience. And when they were done, I don't think they wanted to let it go. So they put this group together, and they're touring now, and they're cute as can be, and they are incredibly talented. And they have a full band behind them, and it's a rocking show. So that is August 19th and 20th. That's a Friday and a Saturday.
Two shows, or is there a matinee on Saturday?
Do you know? I believe it's two shows. There's an evening show on Friday and a matinee on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. And there could possibly be an evening show on Saturday as well.
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Really sure. WaltonArtsCenter.org for more info, or 443-5600. So if you haven't had a chance to go to New York or to another market and see Jersey Boys, but you really love that era and you love that music, see this show. It will wet your whistle a little bit, and you may want to go see the full show somewhere, but you'll also just really enjoy it. It's quite fun. Beyond that, what's happening next week, which is quite exciting, is we have our entire season going on sale for single tickets. So you and I have been talking about all our various subscriptions for a long time. Our Broadway subscription, our Create Your Own, our 10x10 series, Theater Squared and Sona have their subscriptions available right now as well. But next Tuesday is the day when we put out pretty much the entire lineup, and we say, have at it. Buy whatever you want, one ticket, no restrictions. And it's exciting. There's, you know, people have been, you know, this is where you can get your one ticket for Mary Poppins, or if you want to go to Loretta Lynn, and just Loretta Lynn, get your tickets then. So that starts on Tuesday at 9 a.m. The tickets will be available on the website at waltonartscenter.org. They'll be available over the phone at 443-5600, and they'll also be available in person if you come down to the box office and get in line.
You can still get packages if they're available, though,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and it's still a good idea if you think you're going to come to multiple events over the course of the year. It's still a good idea to get a package because you get discounts and you get free exchanges, and that's a really nice perk. So if you buy four shows on the Create Your Own series, and one of them is from March of 2012, and March of 2012 rolls around and you go, I can't make this. Mm-hmm. Easy. You know, you give us a call, you get the exchange for free as long as you do it 24 hours in advance. Whereas if you hadn't bought the subscription and you needed to make the exchange, there would be a fee associated with that. Or in some cases, you might not even be able to exchange depending on the show.
So WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Or 443-5600 for tickets. It's our 20th anniversary season, and there's some really great programming that we've done to sort of, you know, we always try to program the best season that we can program, but when it's the 20th season, things take on a little more significance. Like, we have the Martha Graham Dance Company mm-hmm. coming. We've had them before, you know, but it was a long time ago. It might have even been our 10th anniversary season. You know, we've got Loretta Lynn, we've got Kenny mm-hmm. Rogers, we've got the Munich Symphony. You know, that's a big project that we're hoping really helps us celebrate the 20th season. So there's something for everyone in the sale. There's children's theater, there's jazz. We put the Starlight Jazz Theater on sale. The Starlight Jazz series on sale will go on sale on Tuesday. So it's all there. WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thank you.